The year is 1485. The place is London. This ancient city has endured much over the preceding centuries. Plague, war, fire, famine, frost. It has survived its journey along time's arrow, growing, changing, coping with the myriad challenges confronting it as it coalesces into the capital of the nation around it. But a new age has now dawned, and with it challenges little could have prepared it for. They say what was past was prologue, in which case it is only now that the story really begins. This is the age of the Tudors, five monarchs who in a relatively short period of time changed London irrevocably, from the judicious paranoia of Henry VII to the famous successes of Henry VIII, from the short-lived puritanical regime of Edward VI to the murderous successes of his sister Mary, and then to the long golden age of Queen Elizabeth. These monarchs oversaw a very change in who we were as a nation, who we are as a people, and what this place was like. And during this time, upon the narrow streets of London in this age, walked a myriad of people whose stories were to translate from the narrow confines of the city to install themselves upon our national consciousness. This is the era of Thomas Cromwell and Anne Boleyn, of Erasmus and Sir Thomas More. These are the times of the great holy figures upon its streets, Elizabeth Barton, Anne Askew, and the all-powerful Thomas Wolsey. This would see the glorious sunshine of Drake and Leicester and the umbral shadows of Sir Francis Walsingham and Robert Cecil. It was to see Shane Palace burn down and reborn phoenix-like as Richmond Palace. And it would see these very streets choke with smoke as religious pogroms were enacted upon them and the faithful were martyred and purified by flame. This is the era of the Reformation and deadly religious passions. Welcome to the London that would see the greatest shake-up of its very streets as the eternal church landlords had their lands repossessed by the dissolution of the many monasteries, which would have a profound impact upon this city going forward. This is the era that gives us the Royal Exchange, and where an antiquarian called John Stowe would capture the city in writing like an insect caught in amber. And speaking of writing, of course, this is the era of the first modern theatres, and which saw upon its streets luminaries walk like Ben Jonson, Christopher Marlowe, and of course, William Shakespeare. This is a London unlike any era before or since, and we are here to simply tell its tale. The Story of London is a podcast that tries to capture the history of this city as a single, long narrative, following chronologically its grand saga and breaking itself up into smaller chapters as we go along. For the last 3 years, The Story of London, which if you played all the episodes back to back would take you over 5 days to listen, has described this city's tale from its earliest incarnations up until this exact moment. And now we come to the next part. The wild, vibrant, colourful and fascinating era of the Tudors. Welcome then to Book 6 of The Story of London, Gloriana.